Hello and welcome to Doug Jenner's Ashes Wrap, the last of the first test in Cardiff. What a fantastic finish that was, folks. Isn't it funny about test cricket? Thousands of happy fans cheering a draw. And that's what we all love about the game. So, yes, well done to Monty Panesar, batting heroics in the Jason Gillespie mould. Let's just hope, though, that these batting heroics aren't what he's going to be mostly remembered for. On the strength of his performance in this test, it won't be for his bowling. I was lucky enough to be there on day four, and I was sitting right amongst the Aussie fanatics with hilarious wind-ups and songs and all sorts of good things going on. Marvellously entertaining afternoon. What a great ground it is. Wonderful facilities, intimate atmosphere, picturesque setting, but not good enough for Test cricket, folks. Not good enough. Australia, with their bowling attack, okay, granted Johnson wasn't great, but we struggled to take 19 wickets. England struggled to take 6. That's good enough for T20. I'm sorry, it isn't good enough for Test cricket. So, Australia, yes, we have some challenges. Let's get back to Mitchell Johnson. He was rubbish this test by his own standards and by the standards we expect of him. So let's hope he gets himself sorted out quick, smart, gets that arm up nice and high and starts to do what he can do. Interestingly, at lunchtime, the media pundits were praising Ponting's captaincy, and to me that's always a sure sign that Ponting will go out and prove them wrong and take a lame brain decision or two. And he did. Look at what he did at the very end there, bowling north to try and remove that difficult last wicket. How silly. On the positive side for Australia, for this test, our batting really fired Mike Hussey apart. Wonderful to see that, wasn't it? And now Hussey needs to spend a decent amount of time at Lord's and show us what he can do. I wouldn't put money against that. England, on the other hand, the batting isn't good enough, I don't think. Bopara's a T20 champ. He's not a test batsman. Cook's a walking wicket. Pryor's done some stupid things. Peterson's as vulnerable as they come. We know how to play music to his ego, which will in turn bring him unravelled. England's bowling, Swanee, he's had his moment. His continued presence in the team will be a gift to the Aussies. Panesar likewise. For Stuart Broad, this series could rip his test career asunder. Anderson versus Siddle, no contest, was it? So England, you've been thrown into the cauldron. You've seen what it's about, and you've seen how Aussie champs can really get at you. Your challenge is to cope with that, because Australia's going to continue to go and go and go. If things continue in this mould, we can expect to see England sledgehammered and slaughtered. My wife and I are lucky enough to have tickets to day one at Lord's, and my wife will probably bring her usual picnic, champagne, strawberries, and stuffed pommies. And aren't we looking forward to that? So, for England's sake, I hope I'm proved wrong, but let's see how it transpires. This is Doug Jenner, at the end of day 5, test 1, Cardiff.